This Chazara Zeichen Nishab Achachetz Hashag, when we heard him say the Saita Daft Tes Vav. The Mishnah had said, Kal Menachis V'chulu. In fact, how can the Mishnah say that all other Menachis require oil and Levina? We learned that the Chattas Oil V'yoyred, which a poor man brings for a carbon mincha, which is brought for certain Averis, and it's not brought with oil and Levina. The Maris of the Mishnah means to give differing categories. Most Menachis require oil and Levina and are brought from fine wheat flour. The Chattas Oil V'yoyred is brought from fine wheat flour, but does not require oil and Levina. The carbon Omer is brought from barley, but is brought from fine flour and requires oil and levina. It's only the Saita's Mincha that is brought from coarse barley flour and is not brought with oil or levina. Rav Shimon says in a braisa, in truth, the sinner's mincha should require oil and levina just so that the sinner should not profit by not having to pay for the oil and levina. The reason it's not brought is because we want his carbon to be seen as a lower grade carbon. Similarly, the animal chatas should be required to be brought with wine so that the sinner should not profit by not having to pay for the wine. The reason it's not brought is because we want his carbon to be seen as a lower grade carbon. However, the chatas and ashram of the mitzvah do require wine because they're not brought for an avera. In fact, the name of Yenison said that tsaras does come because of an avera. Mara says that tsaras itself brings the kapara for the avera. The karbonis that he brings afterwards are brought to allow him to eat kachim, not for the avera, because those were already have a kapara. The chatas of the nazir should be brought with wine since it also is not being brought for an avera. Zamara says, Rav Shimon holds like Rav Elazar HaKapar, who says that a nazir is considered to be a chayte because he held himself back from wine. Therefore, the carbon is brought as a kapara for an avera. Mishnah said, Rav Gamliel Omer Kishem Vechulu. A braisa says, Rav Gamliel told Acham, I can explain our mission like a piece of golden jewelry. He had heard of Meir saying the reason for the soita, that the soita mincha is brought from barley is because she gave fancy food to the adulter to eat. Now, what about the case where she was a poor woman, the soita? And she didn't have money to give fancy food to eat. So why in that case does she bring barley? Rather, Zakt Gamliel, the reason the barley is brought as barley is because she didn't act like an animal. Her carbon is therefore brought from animal food and not for human food, meaning barley instead of wheat. Zok the Mishnah. They would bring an earthenware vessel and place a half lug of water from the kier into it. Rabbi Yehuda says they would only put in a quarter lug. The Mishnah says the same way that Rabbi Yehuda says there was less writing that was dissolved into the water, he also says there was less water that was used. Zok the Mishnah Vayeta. With the keli of water in his hand, the Kohen would walk into the Heichal and make a right turn. There on the floor was a place of 1x1 amos that were covered by a slate of marble with a ring. He would lift the marble and take earth from beneath it and put enough of that earth into the water so that it becomes visible in the water. This is based on the pasuk that says that the Kohen should take from the earth of the Mishkan and place it into the water. Zakti Gemara Braisa says, Rabbi Shmuel says, they would use a new earthenware keli. He learns from Gzeir Shavah and the word kli for Mitzayra. Just like they use a new keli for the Mitzayra process, they have to use a new keli for the Saita process as well. How do we know that they have to use a new keli for the Mitzayra process? And for the Gemara, the Pasuk says, El kli cheres al mayim chayim. We darshan that just as the water cannot have been had any work done to it, so to the keli cannot have had any work done with it. For the Gemara, based on this, maybe we should say that just as the Mitzayra process has to use mayim chayim, so to the Saita process has to use mayim chayim. Gemara says, this whole question is only going to be Shmuel. He actually holds that the kiyah was filled with mayim chayim, so he holds haka that there would be mayim chayim that was used for the soita process. We can ask a question on the Gzeir show by saying that maybe a mitzvah needs a new keli because he also uses the Eitz Eres, the Ezoiv, the Shnitay Las, but a soita who does not, maybe does not need a new keli. Rabbi said the pasuk regarding soita says bikli cheres, which suggests that it's talking about the keli that was previously spoken about already, meaning regarding a mitzvah, which has to be a new keli. Rava said, even those who argue in Rabbi Shmuel and say that a new keli is not needed, the keli cannot be blackened from use on the fire. If it's blackened, it will be possible. We learned this from a comparison to the water. Just like the water did not change, so too the keli could not have changed. Rava asked, what happens if the keli was black and then returned to the furnace and became white again? Do we say that this remains possible? Do we say that it now becomes valid for use? And for the Gemara Brisa says, Rabbi Lazar says that if the Eitz Eres, Eza of a string was used to carry something, they become possible because they would become bent out of shape. The Brisa seems to say that they'll remain forever, even if they're later straightened out. We see that once something becomes puzzle, it remains puzzle forever. The Gemara says, no, it's not a proof, because that case may be where the items began to peel and therefore can never be restored to the way that they once were. The Mishnah then said, Nichnas laheichal ufanerli minoy v'chulu. The reason for this, that he turns to the right, is based on the braisa that says that all turns that one makes should always be turning to the right. The Mishnah then said, Makam haya sham ama v'chulu. A braisa says the kohen should take min ha'ofar asher yihiyeh. We would think that the kohen can even take earth from outside the heichal. The pasuk therefore says bekarka hamishkan. Based on this, we would say that if there's no loose earth there, he should bring in shovels to dig out some earth. The pasuk therefore says asher yihiyeh, meaning even if it's not from there and was only there for a short time, it's good enough as well. From this we learn, if there's loose earth there, he uses it. If there's no loose earth there, he brings in loose earth, places over there on that place, and then takes it from there for the soita process. Another brisa says the pasuk of Minha Ofer Asher Yihi teaches that earth may be brought in from outside of the Heichal. The word Bekarka Mishkan teach. So according to Isa ben Yehuda, it comes to include that the site, the process can be done when the Mishkan stood in Shiloh, Noiv, and Givon, and even in the time of the Beis Hamikdash as well. Isa ben Menachem says there would be no reason to teach this, because if the halachas of entering the Mikdash when Tomei applies to all these places, then the more stringent halachas of Eishes Ish and Saita would apply there as well. Rather, the words teach that a person should not bring dirt from his house and place it for use into the keli. The dirt must come from the Heichal floor, and if there is none over there, it should be brought to the Heichal floor, and then once it's there, it can be used, meaning he agrees with the first Braisa.